Yeah, we're learning with Sechel's Beya, Daf Chof Dal Amar Aleph. We're starting a new parak in Sodin. We know that on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do malachas that are mutav eichel nefesh. But there are some exceptions, and this Mishnah's Mavuyer that you're not allowed to do tzeda. You cannot capture animals in order to shech them or eat them, even though it's tzarech eichel nefesh. And we'll speak out why as we learn the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, ain't sodin dogim and abibrim beyontiv. You can't trap dogim that are in like these nets or their pools. They're more like pools. They're areas where they keep fish. You can't trap fish from there. And you know, you can't give them zaynis either. So Rashi explains, you're allowed to do stuff for echon nefesh. So Rashi says that even though shchita and afia, which means shchita and baking is mutter and bishul is mutter, over here, it's worse because here you could have done this before Yom Tov. You could have done this before Yom Tov. Since you could have done it before Yom Tov, you can't do it now on Yom Tov. So it's mashed by Rashi, it's the right stick as well. But Tosfos, we'll talk about that in a second. That's why you can't trap it. Now, Tosfos has a different reason. Tosfos Daf Gimel already speaks out that the reason why you can't do it is because we learn that from Matzis that only from Losh and on is Mutar Echon Nefesh. A different reason. The Ran is a third reason. These type of malachas are done for a long time in advance. And therefore, you can't do it. Three pshatim. But upon him, either way, you can't do it, say that. Now, why can't you give him a Zionist? So Rashi learns, the reason why you can't give him a Zionist is, even if you hold that behemoths are included in the heter of Eichel Nefesh, still, you can't do it. But why? Because they can take care of themselves, the fish. They don't need you. So it sounds like there's an Isser to do malacha for them for no reason. They can do it themselves. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns a little different. Tosfos learns, the reason is, it's tircha. You can't do tircha, I can't do tircha. No, Tosfos is a different reason. Tosfos says, why can't I do tircha for them? Because you're going to come to trap them. If you're giving them a zayin, it's going to come to trap them. It's like zera otu coming to trap them. So that's because they're allowed to trap them. We'll see. Let's speak out. Ain't on dog may be ruined beyond the veinus of them a zayin. You don't give a zayin. Avol tzodim chaya va'oif na bibrim veinus of them a zayin. Chaya va'oif, you're allowed to trap from a bibrim, from their pen, because they're already trapped, and therefore pitaisis is allowed to give them a zayin because no chashin to trap them because they're anyway trapped. According to Rashi, the reason is because they cannot get the Omer Zaynus. They're not capable of getting the Omer Zaynus. And Rashi speaks out, even in the summer when you have grass, a lot of people step on it, and there's no grass to be eaten. And especially in the winter, there's no grass. And therefore, you're allowed to give them a Zaynus. So there's two halachas of Mishnah. First of all, you can't trap fish from the beaver, from their place, because it's not trapped yet. And by behemoth sechaya, if you could. And number two is, the difference between Zaynus and not Mazaynus. The Mishnah ends off. Not all areas where they have animals on us. Equals that. Klalkom chusat seida osav shenu chusat seida muta. Anything that's missing a seida, which is tough to trap, it, it's osav. If it's not, then it's muta. The Gemara will speak out what that means exactly, and we'll also have to see if Hashem will argue on the Tanakhama, which is explaining the Tanakhama. So first, we're going to talk about the Gemara. Talk about the first part of the Mishnah. What the Mishnah says that it's really the second half of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says the chayev va'oifos in their biberim, in their areas where they're in the enclosure, the halach is that it's not called trapping. You're allowed to trap them. And Shaila is like this, Rabbi, we had a brisa that says, biberim shel chayev shel oifos ain't tzeidim am yontif. You're not allowed to trap chayev and oifos from their enclosure on yontif. So what Armish says he could, there it says he can't. They don't give him a zaynus. Why not? Because they're not trapped, and you're not allowed to give them in a case where you might come to trap them. The most kasha is kasha chaya achaya kasha oifis oifis. The kasha astira chaya chaya oifis. Most in the Mishnah says that if they're in their biberin, the halacha is that they're trapped already. If they're in their enclosure, they're trapped. Here it's revoid, they're not trapped. So Mishnah mechaya chaya le kasha. I can tell you, Teres Horav Yudor Rabbanon. Wonder who there was Rabbanon. Tonight I went to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer had sought tzipur l'migdol. You chase a tzipur into a tower, you trap him in a tower, with tzvi l'bayis, or a deer into a house, l'chayiv. It's called trapping, and it's mash. But l'bayis or l'chayiv, al l'birim lo'yiv. If it's a big enclosure, that's not called trapped yet. Dafka bayis. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. V'cham ma'imrim, tzipur l'migdol, v'tzvi l'gido, v'l'chotzer, v'l'birim. V'cham say, he agrees the tzipur, it has to be into a migdol, has to be into a tower, but tzvi, a deer, he argues, and he holds, a gina, a chatz, and a bibrim are called trapped. So you have two mali omrim over here, about a chaya. Tanakhama says chaya is dafka to house. Chachamim say even to a bibrim. So that's two mishnayas, the two cases. Now, our Mishnah is talking according to the Rabbanon. who say it's trapped already in a biberim. And the brisa that says that ain't saw the mehem, you're not allowed to trap, you're not allowed to trap it, holds a gav yudo. But tzipor is shver. El oifas kasha, because here everyone agrees it has to be in tamigdom, and in this mishtos mashma biberim ray is called trap. V'chitem ha'nami le kasha, if you're going to say that's also not shver, ha'bi biberim makura, ha'bi b'shem makura, I'll tell you a teretz. That Mishnah over here in Daf Chav Gimel Beis is talking about a biber makura with a roof. That's why the tzipor is considered trapped in the closure. Masha Inkein, the case of the Braisa, it says not trapped, so it has no roof. That's still shver. Why? Because v'abayis, the biber makura dami, a bayis, which is like a biber makura dami, and everyone agrees it has to be dafka migdal. Well, bein rabbi Huda, bein rabbanon, it's not called trapped unless it's in a migdal. Tzipor le migdal in le bayis loy. So we have a problem over here. What's going on here? The oifos. It sounds like you have to put a dafka into a migdal, and here we have in our Mishnah that a biberim, even though it's covered, but a biberim is enough. Like this. Really, if you have a roof, it's considered trapped. The braisa that we first learned in Gemara, there it says, since there's no roof, that's why you're not allowed to trap him there. Masha'inkein, this Mishnah says that. This Mishnah over here that says that it is considered trapped as a roof. We have here, it says dafka migdal. Teretz is that the braisa that says you need a migdal is that talking about tzipor duror, or tzipor that flies around, doesn't listen to anyone. She'ena mekabel es maros. Tana rebe shmo, lo menikva shmo tzipor duror, shadar v'bayis kvesoda. It lives in its house like in a field, it does what it wants, and therefore it's not considered trapped. Zokti amara, hashtos lachi, ready now you're making chalukim, different type of bibrim, different type of this. I can answer, I don't have to say Rabbi Huda Rabban anymore. I can say Chai Chai Nam Lekasha. Habibu Katon, Habibu Gadol. One's talking about a Biber Katon, that's where it's considered trapped, that's our Mishnah. The Braisa says, not considered trapped when a Biber Gadol. Hechidon Biber Katon, Hechidon Biber Gadol. What's an example of a Biber Katon or Biber Gadol? Amar Ravashi, Kol Hecha the Raat Abbas Ra, Matav Achat Shechet. If you run in one gallop, you catch it, that's considered a small Biber, that's Biber Katan. Either Biber Gadol. Anything bigger than that is called a Biber Gadol. Inami. Kohechadika uksi uksi. Anytime there are corners, that's called a Biber Gadol. The Idok Biber Katan. Anytime you have corners, that's called a Biber Gadol. Because it can run the corners. But other ones are called a Biber Katan. Inami. Kohechadafa tulag the kasadadi. It's so small that the two walls, the shade, hit each other. The shadows hit each other. Biber Katan. The Idok Biber Gadol. Always called Biber Gadol. Tais speaks out that how do you know how big the wall, tall the walls are. It depends on how tall the walls are. So the height might be bigger. So Tosfos speaks out that there's a standard size. So a standard size, if it's close enough that the shadow hits each other, then you know it's too small. And the Rebbe Chananel speaks out in Masechta Shabbos that these three shiurim are the same shiur, really. They're all the same shiur for Biber Katan and Biber Gadol. Zog the Gemara Vaitav. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo yikol ha-biberim shavim. He said they're not all biberim are the same, and it depends if you could, if it's mechusat seida or not. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha gerav Shimon Gamliel, pasuk of Shimon Gamliel. Amalei Abaya, halacha machal apligi. It sounds like maybe it's machleik is saying halacha. Amalei, you might have to give me. What's the difference? Either way, I'm pasuk of Shimon Gamliel. So Amalei, he says to him, Gemara is merosat tehei. I want to learn Gemara. It's not a song. A song I don't have to understand pshat. Gemara, I have to understand pshat. So tell me if it's a machleikus or not. Now, if it's a machleikus, what's the machleikus? We said our Mishnah when a biber katan. We said that in our Mishnah, it's considered trapped. Why? Because a small biber, either you get there one thing, or the shades hit each other. So what Shimon Gamliel hold, that's still not enough. You're still, that would be the tzaddi argues, because we'll see the shear from Shimon Gamliel maybe is a shear of the, you have to bring a net to capture it. And if you hold the same, so it's the same shear. It's a shayla in the Gemara. Then the Gemara goes back to explain what Shimon Gamliel. Zeh klal kol mechutzat seida. Hechidam mechutzat seida. Anytime you have to come bring a trap to trap it, that means it's not trapped. And Rashi says, if you learn that Rav Shmuel is not arguing, then it's the same shear as before. Tais doesn't like that pshat so much, because why does he have different shear? Why did he say that we're on three shear before? Like upon him, he holds the same shear. When it comes to little chickens or roosters or hens, it's when you want to capture them, you have to bring a net. If you capture avozim and tanagolim and yoni had the choice, it's potter. You're potter. So you see it's trapped already. Difference is like this, that the oifis that we're saying that are not considered trapping, they come back to their nests at night. Masha'inkin, these are avazim, but masha'inkin, the oifis that we're saying is a problem of say, like in our Mishnah, they don't come back to their nests at night. Right, Dr. Gemara, right, tomorrow, Tanya, Hatzad Yoini Shoivich, Yoini Aliyah, no, skip something. They come back to their nests at night. These doves from Shoivich Yoni Aliyah, they come back to the nest. But Tanya to the Brisa, Hatzad Yoini Shoivich Yoni Aliyah, but Sepharim Shekinu, but Tepichim Abirois, or you capture these birds that are nesting in the, like the walls. The Lachas Yichayiv, even though they come back to their nests. These come back to the nest and they come get mezonos from you because you take care of the mezonos. They always come back. Therefore, they're called trapped. The other ones, they come back to the nest at night, but they don't rely on you for mezonos. Therefore, it's a very good chance they'll run away. They're not like Eli, they're trapped already. Rav Mari is different. These are, they run away when you come next to them. Masha'inkin, the ones that we're saying that are trapped already, like in our Mishnah, they don't want to run away when you try to catch them. All of them run away when you come and trap them. So we're like this. The Kloivam Kamir Devin Lerbuye, the ones in our Mishnah that say that they're trapped already, is the ones that come back to the nest at night, and when they come back to the nest, they won't run away when they see a person. Masha'inkin, the other ones run away when they see a person. So Akapon will come like this. What?
It's
if
you feed them.
So it's two of the first pshat says totally about feeding them. Second pshat is totally lemaisa if they run away or not. Those are two pshatim to answer the steer from our mishnah to those brises. Our mishnah says that if it's in the bibrim, it's considered trapped. Hashem, in those cases, it's not trapped. There's two chalukim. Either one chaluk is they come back to their nest and that you have to give them a zaynus, or they come back to their nest and they don't run away.